A host of prominent writers have pulled out of the Adelaide Writers Week after the festival announced it was removing prominent academic lawyer and Palestine advocate Randa Abdel Fattah from its lineup. The Adelaide Festival Board justified its decision, saying that, quote, "Whilst we do not suggest in any way that Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah or her writings have any connection with the tragedy at Bondi, given her past statements, we have formed the view that it would not be culturally sensitive to continue to program her at this unprecedented time so soon after Bondi." Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah has previously faced criticism from the coalition and some Jewish bodies for controversial comments on Israel, including alleging Zionists had no claim or right to cultural safety. The decision to remove her has received support from the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, but authors including Miles Franklin winners Michelle de Cresta and Melissa Lukashenko, as well as Peter Greste, Yanis Varoufakis and Amy Maguire, are among those now boycotting the festival in response to this move. Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how you found out about this decision. Were you personally informed?
Yes, I received an email with a letter from the board informing me that it would not be culturally sensitive for me to appear at the festival and withdrawing their invitation.
Had you had any indication that this might happen?
No, it was the first I'd heard of it. And within about 2 hours, it was then put on their website in what I think was even a worse announcement, in which that explicit link between Bondi and my appearance was made.
And what's your response to that, the making of that link?
It really just shows the egregious and unabashed anti-Palestinian racism that has now become normalised by institutions. The fact that that kind of link was made is just utterly obscene. The framing of the entire announcement and the letter to me in the context of, you know, a time of national mourning and grief over the Bondi atrocity, and then framing my presence at the festival as somehow a threat to those who are in a time of mourning, as though I'm outside the national community, as though I am a trigger for people who are in mourning. So it's just an extremely racist and obscene attempt to associate me with an atrocity that, I mean, it goes without saying that I had nothing to do with. I cannot believe in 2026 that I, a Palestinian who have witnessed my people's live stream genocide for 2 years, are now having to say publicly, I have nothing to do with the Bondi atrocities. And at what point will Palestinians be allowed to be present in the public space without being constructed as threats and enemies?
You have made another number of comments in the past which have been criticised. I don't want to litigate those now, but presumably before the Bondi attack, the festival hadn't suggested to you that it had issues, or had they, with anything, any of those comments?
No, I've never heard anything from them. I was invited and I accepted the invitation. But obviously, I'm not naive. You know, I've come off the back of the attempt to silence me at Bendigo Writers Festivals, and we have seen a widespread and systematic silencing and exclusion of Palestinians and pro-Palestinian voices from Australia's public life and institutions, who continue to pay lip service to values such as academic freedom and freedom of speech, simply because we stand up for the right to life for all and for everybody's right and Palestinians' right to freedom and dignity and to not be killed in a live stream genocide.
Well, in 2023, the Adelaide Writers' Week specifically showcased Palestinian writers. Doesn't that suggest that it is willing to engage with the kind of issues that you might want to talk about?
Yes, and that was still a struggle. There was still a campaign by pro-Israel lobbyists to cancel those writers, including myself. So again, I'm not naive about the kind of pressure that is applied to these festivals and the attempts also for political interference. But at that point, the Premier of South Australia explicitly said that he would not interfere in the festival on the basis of the democratic ideal of freedom of speech. speech, but has since capitulated in this moment.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Palestinian-Australian author, academic and advocate, Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah. We're discussing the decision of the Adelaide Writers' Festival to remove her from the program, saying that it would not be culturally sensitive in the wake of the Bondi attack. As we alluded to, a number of writers are now pulling out of the festival. What's your response to that?
It's absolutely heartening to see the wave and momentum that is built in solidarity. You know, this morning I heard Zadie Smith, M. Gesson, Kenneth Roth. So it's really a domino effect here. And what makes this particularly egregious is the board would have known that this was going to happen. Bendigo Writers Festival was a precedent and not that long ago. It would have known that writers, the writing community, the public are not going to tolerate this kind of capitulation to demands for censorship and an infringements of our right to freedom of speech and the respectful exchange of ideas. They would have known that this would have imploded the festival, that it would affect writers, their income, their opportunities to sell books, the public's opportunities to hear from a wide variety of people on stage. And yet, that kind of narcissistic, scorched earth policy was still applied in the name of silencing one Palestinian writer and making this you know, defamatory and racist link between my presence and other people's feelings.
What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to an apology. I would like a redemption in terms of the retraction of that statement, the reinstatement of my invitation, and steps by the board to actually hold itself accountable to community for what it's done here. And I just want to reiterate that there has been a wave of support, and of course it's always First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander writers who always, always show their solidarity first. And it infuriates me. It infuriates me that, you know, something like the Adelaide Writers Festival, which has an acknowledgement to country on its website on the one hand, and then this absolute racism on the other, does not even, you know, think about the consequences of its actions on Indigenous writers, on marginalised writers who only have these kind of opportunities, you know, not that frequently to exchange ideas in their books with the public. So there needs to be accountability here by institutions who continue to pay lip service to the values that they profess to hold but are so willing to betray.
Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Randa Abdel Fattah is a Palestinian-Australian author, academic and advocate. And just a note, in September, a UN Commission of Inquiry found genocide is occurring in Gaza. Israel denies this. The International Criminal Court has an ongoing investigation into potential war crimes and is seeking arrest warrants for Hamas leaders and Israeli leaders, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.